The glass calm sea was sliced by a steel-grey dorsal fin. Behind it, at least 6 or 7 feet behind, the blade of a crescent tail swept side to side, propelling the torpedo body toward us. Slowly, smoothly, Andre drew in a rope whose end was knotted around and through the skull and entrails of a small cow shark. The big shark followed. No one asked what kind of shark it was. There was no question. Everything about it, from its size to its colour to its shape to the cold inelectability of its assault, broadcast its identity. Great white shark. I could see the body now, grey dappling brown as sunlight flooded the misty blue-green water. The mouth was open, just enough to permit a rush of water over the gills. There was little other motion. An occasional correction of the course by the slight raising or lowering of a pectoral fin, as a bird changes direction by dipping one wing and lifting the other.